The annual European Union budget is worth hundreds of billions of euro, and now those in charge of administering it are admitting that huge amounts of taxpayers' cash are being siphoned off by fraudsters.
Criminals, for instance, who deliberately provide false information to receive EU funding for agriculture, for regional development, or national officials who accept money in return for awarding public contracts in breach of procurement rules. Some examples only. There are many, many, many.
Member states are failing to adequately deal with the fraud problem, so the EU Commission says it is setting up a European Public Prosecutor's Office, which apparently will take a zero-tolerance approach. The Commission estimates that 500 million euro is lost each year through crimes against the EU budget. At present, only 42% of suspected cases are prosecuted. The Commission says the new prosecutor's office will pursue approximately 2,500 new cases each year. The office will commence work on the 1st of January 2015. However, the UK and Denmark have said they do not need to take part in the initiative, and Ireland has yet to decide.
The European Public Prosecutor's Office will be entirely independent. As you will appreciate, this is crucial for impartial and professional investigations and prosecutions. However, independent does not mean unaccountable. The EPPO will be answerable for its investigative actions in national courts.
The new European prosecutor will have four deputies, and the EU office will work with prosecutors of individual member states. Of course, the success or otherwise of this initiative will be measured by the number of subsequent convictions and, most importantly, the amount of taxpayers' money saved. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.